This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First, the good news. Because I Am a Girl, a new report released by Plan International Australia, says that educating and investing in girls is one of the best ways to end global poverty. The report, released on September 22nd, found that women reinvest up to 90% of their income into their family and children, compared to the 30 or 40% that men would reinvest. The report says, quote, "We know from extensive research that mothers are more likely to spend their income on the welfare of their household, so creating the conditions for the next generation to move out of poverty," unquote. Plan International Australia is a branch of Plan International, one of the world's largest community development organizations. Since 2007, Plan International has been studying 140 girls from 9 countries across the developing world. They've been following them from birth and will continue to do so until 2015, which is also the target date for meeting the Millennium Development Goals, a set of UN targets for eradicating world poverty. Ian Wishart, chief executive of Plan International Australia, quoted recent research by the World Bank, which indicates that girls who complete their secondary education go on to earn higher wages and boost economic growth. Wishart said, quote, "The stats show that the extra year of study in school results in 10 to 20% higher income. If you start multiplying that through 5 or 6 years of high school, it has a dramatic effect," unquote. However, Wishart noted that the report documents how many countries retain the belief that girls are not as important as boys, making it difficult there for girls and women to obtain an education and move on to employment. The study says that the economic prospects for girls in these countries are poor, facing more job losses, being removed from school, and even being forced into child labor or the sex trade due to the economic downturn. This week, we cheer Command Sergeant Major Teresa L. King, who made history on September 22nd when the Army appointed her as the first female commandant of its drill sergeant school in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. After a 20-year career in the Army, she is among the 8% of women among the active duty Army's highest-ranking soldiers. Sergeant Major King said that she would make it a priority to recruit women into her school. She enlisted in the Army when she was still in high school and within 3 years was sent to drill sergeant school. She was one of 5 women to graduate in a class of 30. In her new job, Sergeant Major King will have significant influence over the basic training of every enlisted soldier. We cheer the fact that women in Baghdad can enjoy their own personal internet cafe at the Ishtar Internet Center near the University of Baghdad. The Ishtar Center was established by Ajar al-Shakli, a former Iraqi cabinet member and Iraq's Minister of Women's Affairs in 2005, after she realized that many women were too embarrassed or intimidated at internet cafes. She said, quote, "I noticed that the internet cafes that we have in Baghdad are inappropriate for girls or women. I thought that there should be a special place only for women, a place they can visit, surf the internet, or even have training courses," unquote. The cafe is currently being used by women to send emails, browse websites, and conduct research. And now for the bad news. Jeers for the way that the recession is impacting American women's reproductive health choices. A survey called A Real-Time Look at the Impact of the Recession on Women's Family Planning and Pregnancy Decisions found that 44% of women wanted to delay pregnancy or limit the amount of children that they have because of economic concerns due to the recession. The survey, conducted by the New York-based Guttmacher Institute, a nonprofit reproductive health research organization, looked at approximately 1,000 low- and middle-income sexually active women in the U.S. The recession has also impacted women's reproductive health in other ways. For half of the 44% of women wanting to delay or limit pregnancy, the recession heightened their focus on effective contraceptive use, which has become an economic hardship. In the past year, about 1 in 4 women put off reproductive health medical visits to cut costs, the same proportion reported having more difficulty paying for birth control. Dr. Sharon Camp, Guttmacher president and CEO, said in a news release by the Institute, quote, "Unfortunately, while delaying a prescription refill or skipping pills may save women money in the short term, it increases their risk of an unintended pregnancy and results in greater costs related to abortion and unplanned birth later on," unquote. The study also found that in the past year, over 25% of the women surveyed or their significant others have lost employment or health insurance, and that nearly half of the women that don't want more children were thinking more about sterilization. More news to JIRA this week. Amnesty International said this week that Sierra Leone has one of the highest maternal death rates in the world, with 1 in 8 women in Sierra Leone risking death during childbirth or pregnancy. Amnesty International said in their report, quote, "Women and girls are dying in their thousands because they are routinely denied their right to life and health, in spite of promises from the government to provide free health care to all pregnant women. Less than 1/2 of the deliveries are attended by a skilled birth attendant, and less than 1 in 5 are carried out in health facilities," unquote. Jeers for the growing international problem of murder and persecution of women and children accused of being witches. Killings and violence against alleged witch women, often the elderly, are increasing in countries ranging from South Africa to India, according to aides to UN special investigators on women's rights and on summary executions. These experts, UN officials, civil society representatives from affected countries, and non-governmental organization specialists all urge governments to acknowledge the extent of these persecutions. Some UN officials tracking the problem said there were at least tens of thousands of related deaths, and that millions are impacted by beatings, deprivation of property, banishment, and isolation from community life because of witch frenzy. Today we also note last week's launch of an anti-choice campaign called 40 Days for Life in over 200 cities, including 45 U.S. states, 5 Canadian provinces, and Denmark. The campaign is expected to reach at least 212 communities. During the 40-day period, demonstrators will fast and pray outside of women's health clinics and organizations such as Planned Parenthood. Stacey Anderson of a Montana-based Planned Parenthood office said, quote, "If these extremists were truly worried about preventing abortion, they would work with Planned Parenthood of Montana to support on proven prevention strategies and not spend the majority of their energy on this intimidation tactic," unquote. These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E-News. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E-News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.